Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nahar Torah, our Nida series. This is our 20th shir, very exciting. And we're going to deal with harchakos. Bezrat Hashem, this shir should be a bizchus all the chayelim hakadoshim who are being shomer al artseinu and aleinu. And just like they are magin on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be magin aleihem, should be fighting with them in the front lines, and should bezrat Hashem, just like they go in bishalom, they should come home bishalom. And so too all of the chatufim, all of the hostages who have been released, Hashem should bring them a complete refuah shleima, refuah sanefesh, urefuah Haguf. Now, we are going to be starting the third topic within Hilchos Nida, which is the Archakos, and this topic is going to be much longer than the Vestos and Kesomim, which we previously learned. However, it will also be more practical and easier to understand, and therefore, it's going to be a fantastic limud. Because of this, we're going to take today to have a slightly longer shir, only by a few minutes, in order to give a proper introduction. Because we'll be doing this for, I assume, at least 10 to 15 shiurim. B'siyata d'shmaya. Now, harchakos, what it practically means is to distance. Laharchiket atzmecha means to distance yourself from something. Now, what is going on here? So since one is allowed to be misyached, they are allowed to be alone, they can do yichud with their wife, who is a nida, Chazal added extra restrictions, the harchakos, in order to ensure that the couple does not become intimate with one another. We know that the on a basic level, yichud is coming to prevent two people from touching, from whatever it is. And since the Chazal said, well, a husband and wife are allowed to be nichud together, so we need to therefore have some kind of extra restriction to prevent them from being intimate. Now, perhaps later in the series, we can deal more with Hilchos Yichud, because it's also fascinating, but for now, we're going to stick with the Archakos. So, let's get some general Jewish knowledge, some GJK about Harchakos. So first, Harchakos are Isurei Derabanan, okay? They are not Deoraisa, but rather they are Isurei Derabanan. The next thing that, although we learn it them from the words of Lo Sikrav, okay, there's a pasuk that says Lo Sikrav, from which we learn that you cannot be intimate. Nonetheless, from those psukim, we only learn that one cannot hug or kiss or even converse in idle chatter with their wife who is a nida. Nonetheless, the Archakos themselves are derabanan. However, the Rambam holds that hugging, kissing, and even touching a nida with your pinky is also deoraisa because of the pasuk lo tikrivu legalos erva. Nonetheless, mi deoraisa, the only iser is sleeping together. So mi deoraisa, how we're practically going to paskin halacha lemaisa, is that sleeping, if a husband and a wife is sleep together all the way, Zanida, this is Isser Deoraisa. Anything else, touching, kissing, hugging, flirting, all of these things are going to be Isurei Derabanan. Now, the second GJK is that, and this is extremely, extremely important, is that all of the Harchakos apply whether the woman is in Nida, meaning she's actively bleeding, or if she is in Zayin Nikim. Now, we haven't really spoken so much about Zayin Nikim, but practically once the woman stops bleeding, she needs to do Hefsek Tahara. And once she does the Hefsek Tahara, then she needs to count 7 clean days. And then she can go to the mikvah. So the harchakos apply throughout this entire period, from when she starts bleeding through the Zayin Nikim. That is extremely important, and we'll explain why right now. There's a Gemara which relates a fascinating and yet scary story of a young Talmud Chacham, and he was in yeshiva all day. He was learning, he was gavadik, he was mamish, looking like he could be the next Gadol Ador. All of a sudden, he dies untimely. And his wife goes around and goes to all the rabbanim and says, Chevro, what's going on here? My husband, he was a Talmud Chacham. He learned all day. He was in yeshiva. He was a good guy. What happened here? And all of a sudden, and she goes to all the rabbanim. And one of the rabbanim responds to her and says, did you keep Nida? He said, what did you do during the Nida while you were bleeding? He said, no way. While we were kneading, even his etzba ketana, even his pinky finger didn't touch me. So the rabbi asks, what about during the Zayin Nikiyim? And he says, no, during Zayin Nikiyim, we would even sleep together, Bekir of Basar. Meaning that we even, during Zayin Nikiyim, they would even sleep in the same bed together. They never had relations, but they would sleep in the same bed together. And the rabbi responds to her and says, as Baruch Hashem, that he was killed. That this was his kapara for doing all of these, for not following the hachakos during Zayin Nikiyim. So this is just a little charif, and it's good, it's important musar that we need to understand, is that these halachos are very, very, very important. They are extremely critical, and they apply when the woman is bleeding, and also during Zayin Nikiyim. That's the story from the Gemara. Now, the harchakos, to wrap it up here, the harchakos can be broken up into two categories, okay? Meaning the reasoning for the harchakos. Why do we have the harchakos? And this is going to come into play when we're going to try and find kulas and reasonings of what to do, why machmir, yes, no, whatever. So, there's two reasons. The first reason is because why do we need harchakos? Why do we need these laws? One reason is because the couple may come to touch. Right? We don't want them to touch us or midirabanam. So, because we don't want them to touch, we're going to make, we have the harchakos. Or, the reason to have harchakos is because of Kirov Das, Kirova, we're afraid that they're going to become intimate, and therefore we have all the Archakos. These are two separate inyonim, and they're going to come into play. A practical nafkamina is as follows. Can you pass something hand to hand? Can you pass a ruler hand to hand? Can you pass a baseball bat hand to hand? Can you pass a child hand to hand? These are nafka minas, which are going to come into play later on. But these two reasons form a basis, meaning for all of the harchakos, meaning something can be usur because of one of these reasons or both. We have finished the introductory shir in Bezrat Hashem B'siyata Dishmaya. Tomorrow we're going to move forward with harchakos. Bezrat Hashem, it should be a good limud.